It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. A University of Texas study supports the idea that access to guns is a far better predictor of whether a person will commit gun violence than mental illness. Texas Public Radio's Bonnie Petrie has the story.
That's the conclusion of researchers at the University of Texas Medical Branch who are looking for an association between mental health and gun violence. Professor Jeff Temple says they didn't find one, but they did find that young adults in Texas who had access to weapons tended not to leave them at home.
If you had access to a gun, you were 18 times more likely to carry a gun and also more likely to threaten someone with a gun.
Temple says researchers were able to link two personality traits to whether a person might carry or use a gun to threaten someone: impulsivity and hostility. But he stresses personality traits are not mental illnesses. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.
In more news, close observers of the southern border say the Trump administration has manipulated specific migration policies to create an artificial crisis for political ends. More from Dan Hyman of the Texas News Service.
Fernando Garcia with the Border Network for Human Rights has been close to the issues for 20 years. He says more people have sought asylum in past years, but Garcia says the difference now is that Trump is intentionally creating a racially charged conflict for political ends. He says if the administration were really worried about the buildup at the border, the obvious thing would have been to hire more asylum officers and immigration court judges to speed up deportation or asylum.
That didn't happen. The administration saw an opportunity to actually create what I believe this administration it is good at, to create chaos, to make it appear as a crisis.
Trump regularly describes the migrants as an invasion made up of criminals. With the migrants backing up in camps awaiting processing, the pictures reinforce that. But that view of America under siege also showed up in the writings of the shooter in this weekend's El Paso shooting. Dan Hyman reporting.
Moving on now to a local viewpoint. He's said it before, and his opinion hasn't changed. Commentator Algernon DeMassa says, thus far, the Democratic presidential debates have not been helpful to voters.
I did not watch the second round of Democratic presidential debates last week. No, I did not. And I am no poorer for it. CNN brought 20 contenders to Detroit for what may as well have been a pillow fight. 10 candidates on stage at a time, impossible time limits that prevented substantive answers or debating propositions, a format bound to force candidates to wrest attention and earn social media clips by means of spectacle. I decline to believe that engaged citizenship required me to watch this farce play out live. Reading post-debate coverage assures me those two nights were more profitably spent dining with friends, reading a thoughtful book, meditation, and rest. The journalists hosting the event demanded conflict over thought, framing questions to encourage the candidates to take shots at each other. The language of much journalistic analysis was steeped in metaphors of combat. Candidates clashed, and some marginal figures broke through. Joe Biden's Obama shield was pierced, I'm told. Kamala Harris was wearing a target. Sanders and Warren were under siege, fending off centrist attacks. This is not how a healthy democracy selects officers. This is grift. On the positive side, the large Democratic field offers the party's voters a chance to make meaningful choices as far as challenging President Donald Trump in 2020. There are men, women, people of color, and a variety of policy and ideological commitments. Shall the party endorse a progressive platform with bold proposals to address burning crises after the election, or shall it run with a more conservative figure who will fight Trump without disturbing capitalist power too much? Once that is decided, voters could choose who would be the best communicator for that agenda, who could also run the executive branch and serve as president with a divided Congress. The open secret, of course, is that these decisions are held as too important to be left to voters. Your choices are narrowed for you by celebrity journalists who serve as gatekeepers of permissible discourse, large donors and corporate lobbies, and the professional class of political media specialists who manage campaigns and advise candidates. I do not know whether we have been left with the politics we deserve, but demanding nothing better, we get the politics we ask for. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon DeMassa.
Algernon DeMassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him at krwg.org. DeMassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.